From Tidbits on August 9th, 2010, this is Solve Gmail's Disappearing Cursor in Safari and Mailplane, written by Adam C. Angst. After upgrading to Safari 5.0.1, I noticed the flashing text insertion point in Mailplane, the WebKit-based application that improves Gmail's web interface, stopped working when I used the arrow keys. To be specific, the insertion point disappeared entirely, since it was impossible to tell where typed text would appear. Relaunching Mailplane made no difference, nor did turning off utilities like Keyboard and Maestro and Text Expander that mess with the keyboard. Interestingly, the bug bit me only when I was writing plain text mail. If I switched to rich formatting for a given message, the insertion point worked properly again. Alas, I far prefer writing plain text messages. A quick trip to the Mailplane support mailing list revealed what was going on. Mailplane's developer, Ruben Backer, identified the problem as being an interaction between the version of WebKit installed by Safari 5.0.1 and the current 10.1.53.64 version of Flash Player. That's later than the version that Apple ships with macOS 10.10.6x4, but is recommended for all users for security reasons. Because the problem revolves around WebKit and Flash Player, it also manifests itself when you're using Gmail and Safari, as long as you have the appropriate combination of software versions. Gmail viewed in Google Chrome doesn't seem to suffer from the problem, despite that browser also being based on WebKit, but it's impossible to know exactly why. You might be confused about why Flash would enter into the picture at all, and that's in fact a hint toward the easiest solution to this problem for Safari users. Gmail uses Flash to provide advanced attachment features, i.e., the capability to attach multiple files at once and to display progress bars while attachments upload. As far as I know, that's the only place Gmail relies on Flash, and if you switch to basic attachment features in Gmail settings, that eliminates Gmail's use of Flash and works around the bug. Mailplane users now have an even better solution, updating to Mailplane 2.1.10, which resolves the problem even if you have advanced attachment features turned on in Gmail. The update is free and is a 21.1 megabyte download. There are several other workarounds for Safari users. You could, in theory, revert to an earlier version of Flash Player, but given the security vulnerabilities in the 10.0 versions, I wouldn't recommend that. Adobe doesn't make it easy to find older versions anyway. You could install the free Click-to-Flash plugin for Safari, which disables Flash generally and then lets you re-enable it for specific pages. I've tested this, and it seems to resolve the problem when using Gmail and Safari. Lastly, you could disable Flash entirely by removing the Flash Player plugin file from the Internet Plugins folder in your top-level library folder. To reinstall the latest version of Flash Player in the future, just visit the Adobe Flash Player download page. Disabling Flash may have other ramifications depending on the sites you frequent, and click to Flash is a more elegant solution. What I don't know yet is where primary responsibility for the bug lies, Gmail, Safari, or Flash Player, although it was the update to Safari 5.0.1 that triggered it. I suspect that any of the three parties could fix the problem, as Ruben Backer did for Mailplane, but it's hard to see any of the three parties having as much incentive as he does. I also don't know if this problem affects sites other than Gmail. Presumably there are other sites that use Flash and provide text input fields for users. It's conceivable they could suffer from the same problem with an access via Safari 5.0.1. If you know of any, let me know in the comments. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac, Useful Fruit Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks to Ruben Backer for fixing this in Mailplane, which is really driving me up the wall. Nice to see someone responding quickly to bugs, even if Apple, Adobe, and Google have not done so.